And we got our guest on the phone.
We do. Okay. Well, that is Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Greenwood.
Yes, good morning, Greenwood. So how was everything down there in Columbia?
I'm actually at the gym trying to get in my morning workout.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you've taken a few minutes out to talk to us.
Always a pleasure, Ann.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Hey, listen, I understand you wanted to talk about jobs and the economy, and you're down there in that office down there. What's happening?
Well, I'm not spending a whole lot of time in the office, Ann. I'm traveling around the state trying to listen to people that are hurting. I've been in 4 unemployment offices in the last 30 days, trying to listen to business leaders about what we can do when we go back in January to try to encourage people to grow their businesses in South Carolina and to attract new business to South Carolina.
Well, what have you found out, Andre?
Well, you know, from the Department of Commerce side, I think people would like to see regional offices in different geographic locations of our state where they can directly be in contact with the Department of Commerce and the local economic development offices, directly working with those spur areas of commerce. Also, we need an intermodal port in South Carolina. Our most valuable land in South Carolina has a bunch of containers sitting on it when it ought to be developed. And we ought to have rail that immediately takes those containers out of there where we can have manufacturing of those products and then directly putting them on trucks that would go directly to where you wanted them to go instead of having to stop multiple stops, which drives your shipping costs up. Also, things like point of sale, when we passed the change in the property taxes, we drove up the cost so much for anybody looking to buy a new property to open their business that we made it unrealistic to think that we're going to get a whole lot of growth in South Carolina. We had a company, from what I understand, looking in Spartanburg, and when they crunched the numbers on what the property taxes are going to be, they decided to go to another state.
Whoa.
There's a bill right now in the Senate to study all taxes, but you know they left out, and everything at the city and county level. Well, if you leave out the city and county, you might as well not even have the study.
That's right. that's where it's all being spent, or that's where it's being collected.
The largest tax increases right now are happening at the city and county level.
Well,
and they're feeing you to death.
Yes, they are.
Every time you turn around, they're charging a new fee. I have to, at one of my houses, I have to pay a fee to park in front of my house. I have to get a parking sticker. And the other day, they wrote me a ticket and said every 7 days your car has to be moved or you get a ticket.
So you don't have a place to park?
No, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what the different stuff they come up with. But you have bureaucrats that are totally removed from day-to-day society. If they got on the road and spent any time hearing what people are saying, people are frustrated with government. You know, government was intended to be a good thing, have common use of roads, have fire and police protection, have good and adequate schools. But instead, government has continued to encroach into people's lives and take more and more of their personal freedom and discourage growth and innovation. We ought to be rewarding people that want to open a business. We ought to be rewarding people that want to create a new job. And instead, we continue to make the tax bracket higher and higher every time they make more money. So what we've done is we've curtailed people wanting to open a business, at least in the U.S., where they can look at other countries, and it's much more advantageous to do that. So we wonder why jobs continue to leave our borders. That's why.
Well, I understand that. And, you know, of course, with the economic situation that we're in right now, the jewelry business isn't doing that well. And, of course, that's one of my main support items here is the jewelry business. And we just keep, you know, and then we go out and we support the car industry so much. This cash for clunkers, them taking them through bankruptcy. And you know, I think the people that ought to pat themselves on the back is the U.S. citizens, because we're the ones that's pulling them out.
Well, number one, it seems absolutely ludicrous to me that we would take cars that are still operating fine and mandate they go to a junkyard.
That's I agree.
Not good common sense. Number one, why wouldn't you take them if you said at least we don't want them on the road anymore? Save the parts, use them for other cars that need repairing, but to just fill the landfill up with cars that are running perfectly, that doesn't make good sense. That's absolutely stupid.
And what did we get out of this? That's the other thing.
Well, all we did was try to help an industry. What we ought to be doing is trying to make it so that anybody can grow their business, but trying to pick a favorite there, I think it's bad. It's bad business. It, again, encourages people to live outside their means instead of driving their old car that may be paid for. they go and get a loan and finance the car for another 5 years, and they can't afford to pay their bills now. We loaned money on houses that people shouldn't have bought. My granddaddy always said if you went down Main Street and every car was paid for, you wouldn't have a problem finding a parking place in.
Well, there you go. That's something to talk about.
And so it's called living within your means. And so we have created a mentality where people can borrow more and credit cards, and now we want credit card bailout and bank bailout. Well, the reason why we're having all these bailouts is because people wrote loans to people that had no ability to pay for them.
Yeah, and now the latest study, some of the latest studies have come out, and banks are closing up the credit. They're not even going to loan to businesses. I mean, they are just pulling back.
What we've done is we wonder why the economy's struggling. People like me who can't get a loan to then buy houses, fix them up. I've cut down on the people I'm employing. I can't turn deals and stuff. I can't get small business owners especially are going to struggle with being able to grow or even continue to maintain their business because they can't buy new products.
Well, you know, I just
really have a problem.
Right. I just wonder whether our government wants small business. You know, I don't believe that. I'm beginning to wonder whether our government wants small business because they certainly don't do anything to make it easy to make it work.
Well, they like to talk about it, but the real way you can do it is cut down on the level of bureaucracy, cut down on how hard it is to get permits, give a tax credit for any job you create, even if you only create one, so that small business can feel it, not just big business. Rapid depreciation if you buy equipment. There's a lot of things we could do. Hey, why don't we just say, hey, let's for the rest of the year cut out a corporate tax. Let's encourage people to try to make some money this year, create new jobs.
Well, I think that would be a good one. I think, doing away with the payroll taxes for 6 months or a year would have been a big help to business.
That'd be brilliant.
Yes. And still we sit here and wait. And so, Andre, here you are. You're talking about all these things. What can you do about these things? How can we change the mentality?
Well, when I get back in Columbia, I'm going to continue to push like I've always pushed for these types of things. I led a delegation to Dubai for the state of South Carolina the other day. The taxpayers did not pick up the bill. I went to Abu Dhabi and Dubai when the governor couldn't make the trip. As I have numerous trips in the last 13 years and haven't had taxpayers pick up any of them where I went abroad, trying to create relationships and a better atmosphere where people would want to come to South Carolina. So in my limited part-time, keep in mind, Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina is a part-time job. I am doing as much as I physically can to try to go around, to listen to people, to see things that we can do to help our unemployment officers, to link them up with job fairs, which we're doing through some of the churches, and to hear what we can do on an international level to attract businesses to want to come to our great state.
Andre, what's the future hold for you? You know, you're talking about this part-time job. Are you looking for a full-time job?
Well, you know, I have continued to talk about running for governor, and I will probably announce sometime in the fall. I think there's a problem with people that continue to run for office when they get elected to their current job. It isn't a month later they've already announced for another job. I think that sends a horrible message. So at some point in time, I'll announce. But right now, I'm doing the job I'm being paid to do. Even though it's part-time, people expect me to do my job, and that's what I'm doing.
How is everything coming on that port that we were talking about that back after the first of the year? What's happening on the port?
The intermodal port, nothing's happened on. JASA still hadn't made a move. They bought the land, but that's about it. From Port of State of South Carolina port, especially talking about the Charleston port, we're going to see an increase in business because of the widening of the Panama Canal and the fact that our port's deep enough to take on these larger ships. But we've got to do more to try to encourage that business. And when we sit at the table with these businesses across the world, we need to have people from the port there. We need to include them. That's a big, big part of the growth of South Carolina is what we do with that asset and the other ports we have in South Carolina that we ought to be utilizing as well.
Okay, Andre. So is anything coming down the pike for jobs?
I understand the Department of Commerce has got some things they're working on. The Boeing plant down there in Charleston's going to have an expansion, which is encouraging. But there's still, you know, a lot of jobs being lost, and trying to match those is going to be difficult. But again, you're going to have to change the current environment to create a real increase in big numbers of jobs coming to South Carolina. There's going to be substantial change in the current environment as to making it advantageous for people to want to open up a business here.
Do you think it's going to happen, Andre?
Sure. I'm an eternal optimist. I couldn't go to work every day if I wasn't.
I understand. Well, hey, Andre, anything else you'd like to fill us in on what's going on down there in Columbia?
Well, again, I'm not spending much time in Columbia. Ideas aren't created in Columbia. They're created by hardworking folks that don't have time to come to Columbia that share them with an elected leader. And so I'm in McCormick tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm in Fort Mill earlier today. Tomorrow I'm in Newberry, Gaffney. We're making the rounds. I can't remember where. Union tomorrow. So I'm trying to make it to not only big towns, but small towns as well. And hear what people have to say and see if they have some better ideas than what we're currently doing in Columbia.
Well, hey, Andre, I'd love to have you back on the noontime show when you can come and we can let people call in or come by and talk to you and have you right here at the radio station.
And I would love to do it. Thank you for indulging me for a few minutes this morning.
All right. Hey, you have a good day and get back to that exercise. Keep in good shape.
All right. We'll see you now.
All right. Thanks so much, Andre.